girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, yo, girl. You into conspiracy theories? Because I want to get Illuminati with you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, I'm using
oh,
it.
Oh, why would that work on me?
That's
I'm so embarrassed.
Good.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to tell him that he's the third guy that night to use the same dumb pickup line.
I'm writing it down.
And
I really am.
Good cause. Instead, you should tell him that you respect a man that feels comfortable wearing 26 fake gold chains all at one time.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he's good with money.
And has a strong neck.
That's when you give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves you an awkward voicemail we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Yo, so Angela, you said you're looking for a job, right? Well, I happen to work for an agency that is looking for a new graphic designer. And I'm just saying, I could always put in a good word for you because, you know, my boss owes me a favor. I didn't bust him for cheating on his wife.
Woo-hoo.
So, call me.
Next message.
Okay.
I didn't bust him. But how did you not? Because you sound like a sieve. Like, can you not keep a secret, man?
Hey, Angela, do you want me to blackmail somebody for you? Call me back.
What?
You seem like a good person.
But she did miss out on a job.
Yeah,
I mean,
did.
Oh, that's true.
Sucks for you, Angela.
Next message.
Hey, Matt. This is I know that we just met last night, and we were both pretty drunk, and I'm really embarrassed about that. But I just wanted to let you know that I... had a really great time, and I'm actually totally serious about that trip that I was talking about, the work trip to the Bahamas. It was an all-expense-pay trip, and I would pay for your flight, and you know, it's free food and drinks, and I think that it would be really fun, and I don't know. I feel like I really clicked with you, and I know we're both really pale, and I would love for you to go, so... give me a call back when you can.
Next message.
Oh my God.
But you know you're an annoying drunk if someone is literally willing to give you the loser line instead of an all-expense-paid trip to the Bahamas. Like,
or did they know first?
I would have given her the loser line, too. What kind of person invites someone on a exotic vacation the first time you meet?
Is that my kind of lady?
Yeah, I'm with her, too. I would have gone with her. She can call me right now. I'll go.
All right, well, remember, you get the special loser line number. You text the word loser, 78592, so we can get voicemails that we could play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, so I want to go out with you, but can I throw bologna at you? It's not like a sexual thing. I just I like throwing wet pieces of bologna at girls. Sorry, I got to whisper because I'm at work right now. I work at a deli. What can I say? I love meat.
Next message.
Okay, that's too funny.
No, that's a man that deserves to not have the loser line given to him.
But when you think of that slap of a bologna, it is kind of satisfying. Right?
I'd be like, well, throw some pastrami or maybe a pepperoni at me too then.
Can I open my mouth and you can throw it in there?
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, Brooke's never been this turned on by any loser line message ever. Just the thought of meats getting slapped against her skin.
Roast beef, turkey,
oh my
bring
God.
It on.
It's the first time we have a sausage dude that is actually just talking about legit sausage.
Next message.
Hey, Nikki. I want to say that, you know, I've been thinking about you a lot. Like after the other night, I just want to let you know that I was really feeling you, you know. I'm still really feeling you. I was into your whole look, you know, the heels, you know, the dress, your hair, you know the way you smelled, whoa, your ears, you know, your nose, you know, that little hair you got, like brushing your neck.
What?
You know, I'm really into it. I want to talk. Could you give me a call back? You know?
Next message.
You know, I feel like this guy forgot what she looks like, so he's just naming body parts.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
Yeah, you got eyes and teeth and stuff.
Your elbows, you know.
Yeah.
You know, your wrist, girl, you know.
You know.
I think it's
you
like
know.
The first time a woman's just like, just talk about my boobs and my butt,
yeah,
man. Like,
yeah.
Next message.
Hey, Steve. This is Kat. You know what? You are hilarious. I just keep thinking back to that joke that you told me. Honestly, I just can't stop laughing is his wife. And her eyebrows are just... Oh my gosh, Steve, I'm still laughing. And I can't even tell other people the joke. It's just too funny. Her eyebrows. And she looks surprised. I love you, Steve.
Next message.
I want to hang out with Steve that funny. What joke did he tell?
I feel like we're going to see her on one of those like morning show news stations. It's like, this woman's been laughing for 5 years straight and can't stop.
What was the joke, ma'am, that got you started?
Yeah. The eyebrows.
Steve, definitely call in because we need to have you on this show.
Yeah, we do.
We need that kind of humor.